Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. We're spending a lot of time doing this last quarter of 2023 because most of us have not grown up following the principles of success. On a smaller scale, we have. Now we're looking at it on a larger scale. And one of the things that we find is that because we are developing a pattern, many of us have developed that pattern. We should be able to continue that pattern. But because so many of us have not, we sometimes find that it is easy to get off track and hard to get back on track. Many great ideas have tailed off. They've died because we did not understand what was going on. This is a somewhat disruptive period of our lives, not because it's bad, but because this is normal. And if you don't have a plan for going through this area, you're likely to run off the tracks and not be able to get back on the track. We're going to talk a little bit differently during this period of time because it's so important that we know. When we first started the series years ago, we talked about what happens when you get off track? How do you get back on track? Basically, you have to find where you were, get back on there, and continue the journey that you were taking. Hopefully, you will see things that you can improve, things that need to be improved, and may have some idea of how in the future to hang in there. This is what we're all about. Now, let's talk about a couple of things that are different. Not everybody celebrates Thanksgiving. Not everybody celebrates it at the same time. My friends in Canada celebrated, I believe, the first Monday of October or somewhere in the October range. But we have gotten into a pattern here where we do it. Many times schools are out, and that changes a dynamic that we have often depended upon because the kids are gone. Maybe now is a chance to do some things that we need to catch up on, such as spending time with the kids. And I tell you how important that is, because no matter how successful you become, time is of the essence. You need to have people in your life that you can motivate and that also motivate you. It's a teeter-totter, so to speak, because we have our kids and they do well. And most of the time, that's because we are doing well. They see what we do and they do it. I'm thinking of a story where one of the parents was always reading the newspaper, asking the kids about things in the newspaper. It wasn't until many, many years later that they found out that that relative didn't even know how to read, but had set such an example that it carried through to their lives. Sometimes we can have our children explain something to us, and we can learn from that. But we have to be interested enough to even listen. We can reclaim some of the things that we did not know. For example, many of us did not grow up with computers. It's not intuitive to us many times what they are doing, how they're doing it, and if there is an alternate way of doing it. In many cases, the answer to all of these is yes. It can be done. Maybe now is the time to sit down with those children and say, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. Do you know how to do it? Can you help me? Do you have a friend that may be able to help me? This also bridges a gap. It tightens up a relationship, and it's beneficial to all of us. But let's take a look at what Walmart is doing. And I'm not advocating for or against Walmart. I just want you to see what happens when people plan for something. Because we've heard an awful lot about inflation, products going up, and Walmart has made a decision that they're going to try to hold prices as low as possible during this Thanksgiving season. Why? Because they feel that they can increase their customer base if they do it. Is that a right or wrong decision? We won't know for a while. And even if it appears that it was or wasn't, there are things that we can look at under a microscope and make them better next time around. Maybe we have to scuttle the whole thing and start all over. But maybe it's a gamble worth taking. You have to look at your business the same way. Should I take a gamble now? Maybe you have a restaurant. Maybe there is something that you can do. Maybe you have a traditional meal. Maybe you give something away. Whatever it is, try it, if at all possible or feasible, and see if it does work. Because remember, you can give away something of whatever value, and if you've developed a customer that comes back to see you once a week, once a month, whatever that case may be, it may be worth it. And you may find that as you build customers, there is an overflow from that, because as they go back and as other people hear that they're going back, maybe that pays off for you. Remember, there is a cost of acquisition, of getting a customer. What's the least painful way of doing it? What is the least painful way of doing it? There is the local channel, which visits areas within, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 miles, whatever the range is, and they feature the menu of that particular program. And the people come back to the studio gushing and often bringing samples because people want to try that they have seen. These are things that we can be aware of. Now, what I really want to make sure that you are aware of is that you do not lie to yourself. Do not lie to yourself. For several weeks, I've asked, do you have a plan? What are you going to do during the week that comes up, or the weeks leading up to it? Many of us are preparing for what we're going to cook next week. Some of us are going to start earlier than others. There is no right, no wrong answer to that. If it works for you, it works. If it does not work for you, then it needs to be tweaked. So we look at this situation. There are some of you that need to take all of Thursday off. Maybe even Wednesday and Friday as well. Maybe more. There is no idea that you cannot take off. And sometimes when people start on the road to success, that's exactly what they run into. They believe that they cannot adapt. But success is one of adaptation. Many times you can refresh yourself. If you get up early one morning and just look out the window and watch the sunrise? Is that something that invigorates you? If it is, you may want to incorporate that into your schedule. Same thing with the sunset. Same thing with any other part of the day. I used to like to drive through the park on my way home, and it was very peaceful. And I could see ducks, geese, whatever. They were relaxing to me. This was a road that ran through the park, but it parallel to the highway. I could have stayed on the highway and maybe gotten home a few minutes earlier from wherever I happened to be at that time. But it was worthwhile to do. What's around you that you get pleasure out of? Can you walk outside? And yeah, the weather's going to be getting cold, but we've got clothes. We've got things that we can do. And maybe just spend 5, 10, 15, whatever time is necessary, watching the birds, watching the squirrels, just decompressing. If it works for you, try to incorporate it in your schedule. So we're going through this rocky patch. Some of you may end up working on Thanksgiving Day. I found myself working most holidays, and there was a particular reason for doing it, because I got 2.5 times my regular salary for working on the holiday. And because it was a rotating shift, it did not always happen in the middle of the day. Sometimes my work shift was at midnight, but I still had the day off. I could plan whatever I was going to do on Thanksgiving, or maybe it was in the afternoon. That flexibility was there. It was utilizing what you had. Now, if you're a writer, you might be able to, you may be visiting someone and find that there is a particular place in their house that just absolutely puts you into the zone. What if you were in a mountain cabin and able to look out and see deer and other animals scurrying around and found that you could write really creative stuff, good stuff? Then you might want to be able to adapt that type of thing into your schedule. That's fine. We can do it. Sometimes we are so inflexible that we think that if anything changes, that the whole train's going to run off the tracks. It is not necessarily so. Some people may find themselves in a religious service. If it does something for you, great. If it doesn't, I'm not telling you not to do it again, but you may look at ways of making it more relevant. It may be that you have peaceful time to laugh about somebody that's not here anymore. Yeah, it's sad when a person leaves, but there are many things that they have left us that we sometimes forget about. When you watch brothers and sisters and cousins and everybody, and they're talking about the way things used to be, and that twinkle comes in their eyes, and they recount the good days. The good days is what are what you want to accentuate on. Sometimes it's sad. And that sometimes runs us completely off the tracks. It may be an automobile accident. It may be a drug overdose. It may just be the fact of nature that the time happened now. That doesn't mean the end of your life. It may even mean it's time for you to devote part of your life to fulfilling the dreams that the two of you had. I remember a lady used to take care of me, and we would often just sit around and talk about, at the time, that's what it was. She had chickens. We had chickens. I didn't live in the same house with her. She was one block away. I could get there, and I would oftentimes talk about chickens. If this rooster and that hen got together, this is what the chicks may look like. And many times it was good just doing that. Sometimes that delving into fantasy is a great thing for your creative juices. A great thing for your creative juices. If that's what does it for you, consider that. Some of you may like children and may find that every so often you can provide substitute services at a local school, maybe a kindergarten, maybe somewhere else. There are many people that enjoy service, and sometimes we don't explore them and find out what and why they are. Some people, it makes their day to be able to go out on wheels of meals and meals on wheels and take a meal to someone that is deserving, someone that is appreciative. Yeah, there may be times when you run into a sore head, but that makes the next one that much better. You know, we get up sometimes and we look out out the window and we see snow. Oh, it's beautiful when it first comes down. But when we have to go out in it, that oftentimes changes and changes quickly, and particularly if you get into a fender bender. I used to, and I think about a cat that we used to have, and there was an indoor-outdoor cat. There would be times when he would stay in the house for weeks at a time, barely go out. Then there were other times he would go out and barely come in. And we got used to that. When we would come home, he would come up, rub against us, meow, do whatever. But when it came time to come in, he wasn't coming in. I don't care how cold it was. I don't care what the weather condition was. There were times when he was staying out. And that was an independence that he had. You learn something from that. Now, when he was inside, if it snowed, a good snow, he would go to the door and may just turn right around once he sees that snow there. But after he's been in for a while, he's going to go to that door one time, and he is going to leap out into the snow. You may not see him for a while, but what I'm telling you with this story is that our life is like that. Sometimes we have to look at things that are different. And maybe it is spending time with that grandchild, that time with a child, the time with a neighbor, or whatever. Understand that just because we are not doing what's on our schedule does not mean failure. It does not mean failure. Because we have to get our creative juices going. This is why I tell you, in your schedule, factor in time for family. Maybe you've factored in the whole week, maybe 2 weeks. It can be worth it. You don't have to go around with your mouth poked out because you're not doing what you want. If there is a way that you can squeeze in a little bit, do it. What say that you have gone to a different city and you find out that, hey, here is going to be a speaker and this is a chance to see him, and it does not upset the entire works that you're there. That may be something extra good for you. If you're doing research on your family, for example, it may give you a chance to talk to people that you've not talked to before. You may find that a person that you never thought about knowing about a family member or some aspect of the journey that you're wanting to take knows way more about it than you ever imagined. Take advantage of that. Opportunity is taking advantage of what is available. Now look at this, and today I posted an article on Amazing Black History called All Black Towns, All Black Towns in America. We have had some, but they are very seldom talked about. Now let's look at why we even had them. Because for centuries, multi-generations, we've had people that were working for somebody else, unwillingly, because we were enslaved. We were not paid, so we couldn't buy our own piece of land. We couldn't have control of what we did. We can't decide that this year we're not going to plant any cotton. We're going to plant peanuts and sweet potatoes, or whatever the case may be. Man likes to do things differently. That dream comes to them. That impulse comes to you. And it is there. The week before, we talked about Ann Lowe. And Ann Lowe was one of the most noted seamstresses in America. She designed and made Jackie Kennedy's wedding dress. Well, if she was supposed to make a certain amount of money, her shop was flooded, and she had to start all over at her own expense. Part of that is because banks are probably not going to loan a black person money in those days. Hopefully things are better. Plus we have black-owned banks. We need to look at what is best for us. I'm not telling you to sever your relationships and do that. It's just something to consider. It is something to consider. Now, as we look coming up, if you had a restaurant, what would you do differently? Would you have the traditional Thanksgiving meal? Is there something else you could try out on your menu? Is there something that you could do? Free slice of pie? Free eggnog? Whatever. And it doesn't have to be free. It does not have to be free. But what can you do that may be advantageous to you later or even at that particular point? I see that one of the pizza chains is giving you an emergency pizza. And what's that going to do? The first time something goes wrong, you're going to run down there and get your free pizza. So the next time things are almost going cattywampus, what are you going to do? You're going to go down there and buy a pizza. And another one. And another one. It's a brilliant idea. I don't even know if I will use it. But it is something that someone is willing to try. We find that this is how we discover things. This is how we make improvements. We come forward with an idea. Some of us at work, and we have brilliant ideas, brilliant, but we're afraid to bring them up. Why? Because there is a possibility they may fail. There's a possibility that people might think you're a tad bit off, whatever. It's like the turtle. You're not going to get anywhere unless you stick your head out. But what you do is you look at the best, most comfortable way of doing it. And soon you'll be known as the idea person. You'll even have people coming up to you with brilliant ideas saying, what if we propose this? We? Yeah, I'll let you put it out there because you know what you're doing. That only builds your stock, folks. But you have to do it. Now, some of us are going to botch a few. And we can't say, wow, that was the best opportunity, the best idea I will ever have in my life. No, it's the next idea that's the best one you're ever going to have. We have to have that positive attitude. We have to be able to look forward and see success. We have to see ourselves as being successful. We have to see ourselves sometimes pushing the envelope, pushing the envelope. I was very shy coming up. And oftentimes I could have improved my grade if I had been willing to stand up and give an answer that I knew was right, but I didn't want to call attention to myself. Now may be the time to do just that. Call attention to yourself. Now, that idea that you just proposed may not go anywhere, but let's look at what could happen. You now know that you're not going to die. Your legs aren't going to fall off. Some horrible disease is not going to befall you because you attempted to do something. Where that idea came from, others will arise from it. That is a source. You tapped into a source, into an oasis, that cool, refreshing water that we're always looking for on the hot day is going to be yours. One day you'll be able to put your whole body in there and just luxuriate for the day because you had what it takes. In the beginning, maybe it was a no. Maybe it was a hell no. Ain't going to happen. But that's not the human way. We find a way out of no way. We've got some. You'll find a way out of no way. We must have that faith. When I talk about faith on the road to success, that is a type of faith that you must have. You can't wait and have one idea and wait until you're 498 years old before you bring it forth. Even if it fails this time, you can try it again. When we look at Edison, he tried and tried and tried and tried. Do we know him for his failures? No. We don't know Edison for his failures. If you can tell me anybody that started off, had success, and never had a single failure, I want to see that person. I want to know who that person is or who you think that person is and why you even think that. Because those people are generally the ones that pursue ideas. Pursue them. Don't be afraid to work on this idea because it may be 5, 10 years or even longer. Ah, I learned this when that happened. I learned it when that happened. Many of the ideas we see are failures. We saw Teflon. What was Teflon? It was a failure. Somebody was doing an experiment for DuPont. A flask exploded. And they found that they couldn't clean the mess up. Ah, what do I have now? I have Teflon. Now we're getting into an area where we are having to substitute things that we never even dreamed of. One of the biggest pollutants that we have, we will be using in massive quantities coming up, starting about now. We put salt on the roads. That salt is changing the composition of our rivers, our lakes, and in many cases it's poisoning our food supply. We're looking at tires on cars. There is a PD, I believe, is the chemical used in tires, and it is doing the same thing. So we have to understand, we have to be able to delve into these questions so that we can come up with it. Some of the greatest and wealthiest people coming along are going to be those people who know how to recycle, how to get extra use out of it. And when we talk about these tires, we are looking at what we're doing to harm ourselves. Because as we move towards electric cars, and I'm in favor of electric cars, they're heavier, they weigh more, but they go through tires way more. And so it's a contributor to a detrimental chemical being put into our estuaries and beyond. We're going to have to be smarter than we are dumb. We look back at Rachel Carson in the 1950s. Rachel Carson was warning us about this. A woman scientist was telling us about changes in our environment in the 1950s. We didn't heed that message. We should have. At this point, we're beginning to heed it. But then there will be discussion. There will continue to be discussion on what's the best way of doing it. While we're going to EVs, there are many people that are putting their money on hybrids because many people don't have the charging stations. The infrastructure for the charging stations is just starting to pick up. Many people are having difficulty finding them. As we change to a standard, and I think that's the Tesla standard, things are going to be upgraded. How quick, how long is that going to take? At some point, we're going to have our countryside gas stations change completely. Those people that can see what is going to happen and take advantage of it are going to be our wealthiest people. They're going to be our most productive. They're going to be our most celebrated. And there is absolutely nothing, folks, that says you can't be that person. There's nothing that says you can't be that person. When I worked in law enforcement, I depended upon a lady every day I worked because this lady invented or discovered Kevlar, a woman. We sometimes think that we don't fit the mold, that we do not fit the mold. Let me tell you, God doesn't make junk, and he wouldn't give you ideas as a joke. But what we have to do is we have to pick the ball up, and we have to run. Player from University of Washington last week was on the news because he had picked the ball up and he had run it back, but he dropped it 1 yard short of the end zone. The other team jumped on it. Yep, we make mistakes. Hopefully he won't make that one again because there's so many videos of him flying down the sideline towards what looks like a touchdown. But he made an error. Should he stop playing football? No, not in the least. Going to have a hard time living that one down. So we make mistakes, but we come back from our mistakes. When we were looking at vaccinations, for example, in the 1500s, we had an African that taught Cotton Mather about vaccinations. An African brought the practice to America. Say much about it because for years we have said that people of African descent didn't have enough intelligence to come in out of the rain. And we have lived with that. It's one of the most stupid things I've ever heard. But we still believe that. At one time, it was thought that no white man would ever take an order from a black man. So in football, we never saw a black quarterback on an all-black team. We saw winners. Yes, we did. But we could not accept the idea that somebody that we didn't think was a winner could win. You know, we've often said, and I say we because I'm talking about all Americans, and we sometimes fall prey to the stupid stuff ourselves. Black people could not ice skate. And if that's the case, tell me how the Negro Hockey League survived for 30 years. Yeah, it was in Canada. How far is that away? We can do it. We don't get motivated to do it because we don't see ourselves in that picture. What is happening with black history has been happening to every type history around the world. The reason that we had 5 civilized tribes in Oklahoma is because they had a written language. All the time? No. But we had to make it such that when you get to be like us, then you're getting there. We were taking children, Native American children, forcing them to not speak their language, not follow their customs, not incorporate something else in with it. You get rid of that because it ain't mine. That, folks, is not a recipe for success. It is not a recipe for success. It's a recipe for failure. God made every one of us different, and that's a good thing. It's a very good thing. Because if it weren't, what if we said the scientist had to be 5'8", not 5'7", not 5'9"? But there are tall scientists, there's short scientists. There are female scientists, there are male scientists. There are scientists from every race, religion, creed that you can imagine. God didn't pull a joke on people. But God put us here so that he could see how we react. I just saw a commercial, and it was about children that were born with a birth defect. We sometimes call a hair lip. But it is something easy to take care of. It's not super expensive to take care of. I think sometimes God places these people in our path so that we can practice compassion, so that we can practice love, so that we can learn about ourselves. We've often heard of trying to get a splinter or a particle of dust out of your brother's eye when you got a plank in yours. And this is so real. So real, we see it every day, and we want other people to be just like us, to have something in our eye that obscures our vision, but we want to go around correcting minor problems in someone else. Don't let that happen to you. Do not let that happen to you. As we go through this process, this particular period of time, we are going to see how much improvement we can make in ourselves, how much improvement we can make in this world. We have preachers that have never visited a jail, that have never visited the downtrodden. At that point, I think they're missing the boat, my friends. I really do think that they are missing the boat. We see that in our Supreme Court. And how do we see that? The 9 people sitting on the Supreme Court. Only one of the 9 justices has defended a person in court. Only one. Don't you think that that gives a skew to the opinions, the ideas, and the way the world is running because of that? Only 3 of the 9 even attended public schools, yet they are supposed to represent us when it comes to decision making? There need to be changes made in a whole lot of things. I am optimistic because I feel that those of you listening have the ability to do it. But you must challenge yourself. You must have that ability to stand up. When we look at Martin Luther King, he had every reason in the world not to accept the challenge in Montgomery. He was new. He didn't know the people there. He didn't know the systems there, the ins and outs of the system. He was young. He was not a leader at that time, but he had faith in himself and his creator that it could be done and that he could do it. Right now, there are people listening to me. People are listening right now to have the ability to make dramatic changes in the way the world is operating. And I don't mean that you have to be a president of the United States. It may be the fact that you've just developed a new tradition for Thanksgiving dessert. It could be that easy. Because you're bringing joy. It may be that you're bringing health to people. It may be that you're fulfilling your purpose. Yes, your purpose. It may be that you have just developed a flower that smells wonderful, looks wonderful, brings joy to a lot of people. All of these are very worthwhile things to do, very worthwhile. And it's up to you to do them. It is up to you to do them. You must have faith. You must have faith that you were placed on this earth for a purpose. You may be going through a struggle now. We have people that are going through struggles with drugs, addiction, what have you. I don't think that they're the scum of the earth. Sometimes it takes a person to have been there to lead another person out of there. You know, have we visited a person in prison, in jail? Have we? We may be what that person needs to make their life whole. And in return, the lives of so many people. Look at, Mother Teresa. She spent her time among the poor, but she is well recognized and I believe well regarded in heaven. Well regarded. Because she did what she was intended to do on this earth. Don't let somebody else play you. You play the system. You play the game. You win the game. Have people looking to do what you did. Now, we're going to wrap this up just a tad bit early. It is a Thanksgiving period, and many of you have things to do. It's always wonderful when you tune in. I do ask that you pass the word around to other people that may be like-minded. Maybe we can get them to participate in life and life's purpose and life's mission. And it may all start with you. So I encourage you to do that. The program you're listening to is Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. We have other programs coming on, and I believe Deacon Armstrong will be on at 8, and you may find that a fascinating program. In the meantime, thanks one and all for tuning in. Let me give you a number that you can use in future sessions. That's 646-668-8217. And the reason that you may want to use that number is because if you're listening on your device, your tablet, your cell phone, or any way through the internet, I do not see you on my microphone. I cannot entertain your questions. I cannot entertain your suggestions. We are wanting to make the program more interactive. And so write that down. Put it in your phone. Do whatever it takes. Because we are a community of people headed in the same direction. Stay tuned for Deacon Armstrong. I think you call back in approximately 8 o'clock. Look at our schedule. See what we have on. You may have a suggestion for a program. If so, let us know. In the meantime, make faith on the road to success one of your stops weekly. I hope to hear you on Sunday. We come on at 4 p.m. Eastern. Same connections used to get here. And we are going to talk about some remarkable people. We're going to talk about people that started towns when nobody else could be done. We're going to talk about some of these all-black towns. We're going to talk about the courage. We're going to talk about the people. We're going to talk about what happened to them. I think that you'll find it inspiring and well worth your time. Hope to see you on Thursdays at 7, Sundays at 4. This is John C. Abercrombie, and to all listeners, be blessed, my friends, be blessed.